turning blogs into a newspaper. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In many ways, blogs are the opposite of newspapers. Written by people who don't own printing presses, blogs link to other places and lend themselves to community discussion and collaboration. Digital media like blogs are growing while newspapers and magazines contract. So why in the world would Josh Karp want to make a newspaper out of blog posts? The Chicago entrepreneur and a handful of unpaid interns expect to print their first newspapers made up of blog entries next week. The printed blog, as it's called, will debut in Chicago and San Francisco, with New York to follow shortly after. Karp expects to print two editions each day and says he already has advertisers lined up.
Reading a newspaper is a tactile experience. You hold the paper, you shuffle it on the train, or you spread it out on the kitchen table. The ink comes off on your fingers. It's a physical experience, and it's enjoyable to read a paper. Blogs and user-generated content offer a wealth of terrific information. They're funny. They're insightful. There are experts who have a lot to offer, and right now they're only offering it online. And I decided perhaps we can take some of this terrific content, and because it's all available on the Internet, we can get it from all over the world. Let's take this terrific content and put it into a print newspaper and bring it to an entirely different audience.
So you will be essentially extracting a drop of water from a fire hose. What do you choose to put on paper from all of the content that's out there?
The way that the printed blog will work is that it's extraordinarily localized. It's actually based on where you pick the paper up. So if you take the train in the morning and you go to a specific station, you'll be able to come to our website and say, these are the blogs that interest me. The idea is to create a newspaper that's targeted towards your physical community, your local community, where you live.
You've already gotten quite a bit of attention for this project, even though you haven't published any newspapers yet. Do you think that's essentially because, you know, it's just a very contrarian idea?
It is, and that's not the primary reason why I decided to try and do this. There are so many things that are working online that can be translated to a print publication, and I believe that there's a business here. I believe that there's a gap between the big newspapers and the one-size-fits-all advertising and the click advertising that you find on websites. And I think that local companies, small mom-and-pop businesses in the neighborhood, they're looking for an effective way to advertise. So part of what we're doing is about bringing great online content to people who aren't already getting it or bringing it in a new way. But it's also about providing the local advertiser, especially in a difficult economic climate, a cost-effective way to advertise and market to the people who live in their physical community.
Josh Karp with The Printed Blog. Bloggers can submit their work to the printed blog, and they can also refuse to allow their work to be printed on paper. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.